Private Lives of Ethel and Albert, starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn. In large family problems, you probably differ a great deal from your friends and neighbors. But in the small family problems, we're all pretty much alike. And it's these small incidents, so familiar to everyone, that make up the private lives of Ethel and Albert. Before we join Ethel and Albert, let me ask you a question or two. Who's your congressman, do you know? Do you know his voting record on different issues? Do his opinions agree with yours? I'm not trying to pry into your political beliefs. They're yours to keep private. After all, you're an American, and this is a free country. Matter of fact, that's what I'm getting at. This is a free country, but freedom is everybody's job. It's up to each of us to see that we keep our freedom. And that's why it's important if we know who our congressman is and whether or not he's truly representing us. If we keep informed and find out that he isn't representing us, well, then we can vote for another man the next time he comes up for election. And that applies to mayors and presidents and town councilmen as well. The election system here in America is a good thing. It permits us to place the best man in office, if we keep informed. And by electing the best man, we assure ourselves of continued freedom. You know, freedom is a strange thing. It's like good health. When we have it, it's easy to forget about it. But when we lose it, it requires a great deal of effort and trouble to get it back. It's our duty to work to maintain our freedom, for if once it's lost, it may never be regained. It'll be for the good of our country if you take an interest in public issues and participate in community, state, and national affairs. So remember, won't you, that freedom is everybody's job. And now, Ethel and Albert. It's about 7 o'clock in the evening in Sandy Harbor. Albert, an hour late for dinner, is just coming up on the front porch, loaded down with packages.
Oh, what now? Just a minute. I'm coming. I'm coming. Stop kicking the door. Honestly. Don't kick the door.
Oh,
my
God. Look out. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
What in the world is all that?
Christmas presents.
Presents from whom?
From us. Oh, boy, my arms are paralyzed. You should see the store. I have never in my life seen such a crowd of people. Except once, maybe. Yeah, once. A homecoming football game between Minnesota and Michigan. Thousands of people. There were just that many in Sandy Harbor department store tonight. I'm telling you, they
were
all
there. What
were
you doing in the department store?
What was I doing? What did it look like? I was shopping. Oh, here, hang up my coat, will you? I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. My arms are absolutely numb.
You're aware, of course, that it's nearly 7 o'clock.
Oh, golly, is it really? Well, that's not bad. I got a lot done in an hour, I think. Almost 2 hours, I guess. I left the office a little after 5.
Do you have any explanation for not calling me and saying you were going to be late? Oh. Dinner has been waiting an hour.
Look, honey, I didn't intend to be late. See, that's why I left the office at 5. I intend... Oh, golly, well, let me get my shoes off. My feet are killing me, I'm telling you.
Now, dinner's been this long. I guess you can wait just a little longer until I find out what you've been doing.
Christmas shopping! Well, I'm sorry, honey, but you know what I've been doing.
But I don't know why and who for.
Well?
I've already bought for some of your cousins, and if you've gone down and bought a home...
I haven't bought for any cousin, not a single cousin. I've been shopping for the office.
What?
For people in the office. Harry and Jack and Miss Whittaker and... Miss Kimball and Mabel and two stenographers and Joey and Jenkins.
How does it happen Miss Whittaker didn't go to shop?
Miss Whittaker's got a cold. I didn't want her to catch any more of a cold. We're too busy at the office right now. It's practical. I
don't like to be the complaining type, but it certainly would be nice if men were as considerate of their wives as they are of their secretaries.
Oh, whoa, no.
I haven't been able to get a word out of you about Christmas shopping. You've just been bored to pieces, apparently, with the thought of it.
What?
So I just sort of gave up and decided that, as usual, I'd have to do the whole thing myself. Now,
right, honey, you
now I find that in due respect to Miss Whittaker's head cold, you've been out shopping without even for friends and relatives to the office staff.
Well, honey, we always have a Christmas party at the office. You know that. As manager, I have to give more presents of some kind.
Well, I know, dear.
All right, now come on over here and give me a kiss. I'm tired of being bawled out.
You don't deserve a kiss.
No, I know. No. I'm kind of looking around for your Christmas present today, and... Well, I don't know, but if I were a smart girl, I think I'd be just an eensy-weensy bit nicer to me.
Did you buy me something?
No, I'm not telling you.
You did?
Maybe, maybe not.
Something I like, huh?
I am not talking. My lips are sealed.
Is it something to wear?
Now,
tell me that.
Commissioner, there's no sense putting me through the third degree. See, I ain't talking. Now, run along and get me some dinner.
All right, you wash up and I'll put things on the table,
all right,
darling.
Okay, I'll be right down.
Sorry, the dinner isn't nice, sir.
What's the matter with us?
Mashed potatoes at 6 o'clock are kind of funny now.
It tastes okay to me.
There certainly isn't much flavor left in the green beans. I should have turned them off entirely. I guess I was so sure you'd be home any minute.
Yeah, well, honey, I intended to phone you. I really did. I think I even told Miss Whittaker to do that. Didn't she phone?
No, she didn't.
Well, that's what I'm sure I told her.
As a matter of fact, when I called your office at 6:15 and talked to Harry, he said you and Miss Whittaker had left at 5.
Oh, that's Harry.
What?
Nothing.
Harry even said he thought it had something to do with Christmas shopping. I couldn't believe my ears. When you walked in the house...
Now, listen, I told Miss Whittaker to go home and take care of a cold, but she insisted on going into the department store with me while we picked out the stuff for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, we got beautiful compacts for the stenographers. Don't you think that's all right in compacts?
I suppose so, since you've complained they do nothing but powder their noses and comb their hair anyway.
Well, Annette, we got compacts for them, and then for Miss Whittaker. Well, at least Miss Whittaker suggested that we get something else for Mabel, see? Now, I kept telling her to go on home, take care of her cold. She's been feeling terrible all day. So.
Mabel?
Miss Whittaker.
Oh.
She's really got a humdinger.
Yeah.
So we thought look for something for Mabel, and we couldn't decide. And then finally I suggested the bracelet. You know, you women always go for jewelry. So, well, Miss Whittaker didn't think so. And I don't know, we had a terrible time trying to decide. You know how hard it is to think of what people want for Christmas.
Yeah. No one knows better than I. I've been trying to make out a list for about 15 of your relatives and all of mine.
You know how it is. So finally, anyhow, Evelyn's... Miss Whittaker. Isn't that a funny thing? I said Evelyn just now, which is kind of funny because I'll be darned if I ever think of her anyway with Miss Whittaker, you know. But while we were shopping, some friend of hers came along and said, oh, hello, Evelyn. Afterwards, I kind of laughed and I said, golly, how are you going to work with a person all day long and never think of them as having a first name? We laughed about that.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed funnier this afternoon than it does now.
It's so often the way things are much funnier at the time.
Do I detect a slight iciness on the part of my beloved wife? Huh? Honey?
What did you finally decide on for Mabel?
We got a very nice manicure set. Miss Whittaker suggested that because Mabel loves to wear all sorts of bright and exotic nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I made Miss Whittaker go home and I went on around shopping for the stuff for the men at the office. She was only with me about half an hour. I've been struggling in that store alone for about an hour and a half.
Does the company pay for these gifts?
The company? Should say no. I pay for them. Heck, I don't even know if the company's going to hand out any bonuses this year.
You pay for them?
Certainly I pay for them. What'd you think?
I thought the company. Naturally, how much did you spend?
No, not very much. The gifts weren't anything special. You know, just little remembrances, that kind of thing.
But you pinned me down a couple of weeks ago and told me exactly how much we were going to spend for Christmas, Albert. Not one penny more. I've just been going crazy trying to stick to it.
Well, honey, what I bought won't interfere with the Christmas budget. I didn't spend much.
Well, how much did you spend? Look, I've got to know, dear. I've got to include it in the budget and adjust everything accordingly.
Well, honey, I don't know exactly.
Well, we'll go through the presents after dinner, then. Have you any idea how much you spent?
Oh, by the way, Miss Whittaker said to tell you that you're a pretty lucky girl.
What?
I dragged her around to look at what I might get you, and then she was crazy about it. She said she knew that you'd like it, too, she said.
Well, that's good, honey. Is it an it?
Could be a them. I'm not telling. somebody better be pretty nice to me. That's all I have to say.
Well, give me a hint.
Nope.
Oh, come on. Look, you're not spending too much money, are you? Huh?
Nothing is too much for you, honey.
Speaking of money, how much did these things cost you tonight?
Don't I get any dessert?
Yes, you do, but I just
want... Well, then wait on me, my good woman. Your lord and master is ready for dessert.
Now, look...
Get the dessert.
All right. I'm just wondering how much you spend.
We're certainly having nice December weather. Have you noticed? That's what Jack and I were saying today. You know, Christmas isn't Christmas without a lot of nice white snow. Now, I remember one Christmas when we didn't have any... No, please, honey. Will you just leave things alone?
Yeah, but I'm very appreciative that you helped me do the dishes, and it's very sweet of you to want me to rush off to a movie. But with all your chattering nonsense, for the past half hour, it hasn't stopped me from wanting to know exactly how much you paid for these Christmas presents.
Not much.
How much?
To be quite truthful with you, I haven't any idea.
What do you mean you don't have any idea?
I mean I don't have any idea. What else does it mean?
Well, didn't you have a little list of items or opposites when you bought it? Didn't you write what you paid for it?
I didn't have a list. When I saw something I liked, I bought it, that's all.
Where are your sales slips?
What?
Can't even find sales slips in these things.
You mean that little piece of paper they hand you when you get your change?
Yes,
oh,
dear.
I don't keep those, honey. I don't want my pockets filled with bits of paper. I just left the problem.
Yeah, but when I think of how you've talked to me about shopping and how careless I am. $4.95 for a compact? Is that what they call it?
No. That's all of them. Here's the manicure set I got for Mabel.
Albert Arbuckle, the little price tag of $4.95 is on this compact, and your sales slip inside this package, $19.80.
Well,
how many compacts are four? $4.95 a piece?
Well, honey, isn't that what compacts cost?
You certainly didn't need to spend that much. I'm just flabbergasted, and that's just for the stenographers. And here, $3.96 tax on all that, too. What did the manicure set cost and all the things for the men?
Oh, very cheap, very cheap.
Where's the manicure set?
Well, it was marked down, honey. It really...
Price tag, $6.98.
Well, honey, it was marked down.
It was not marked down.
No, I guess it wasn't.
What did you get for the men?
Well, I mean, that's just a bunch of knickknacks. I mean, Miss Whitaker was with me when I bought these things, and I couldn't let her think that I was a cheapskate about it.
Oh, okay.
You know, but the stuff I got the fellas, well, it's...
Here's a sales slip for something, 10 fifths. 10 fifths? What would that be for?
I don't know. I didn't pay that for anything. I know it probably isn't even my sales slip, even. The girl probably got it mixed up with somebody, you know, an awful big crowd. I mean, well, it could
have
happened.
I bet you had spent nearly $50 just for people at the office.
Oh, honey, not.
You're the one who was so fussy about not spending much this year. Now, you not only ruin the Christmas budget, but you refuse to go shopping with me, and yet you go with Miss Whitaker. You don't seem to have anything. It's true, Albert, and I must say
that unless somebody I know is just a little bit more loving and not so mean and cruel to me, hardly any point in even getting her a beautiful, beautiful Christmas present that I know of.
Christmas present or not, I'm going to have my say, Albert.
Sorry.
I got
enough.
Albert, I get so provoked with your honey.
It's something that you have wanted for a long time, honey, and I will admit, I have been pretty extravagant, honey. Pretty extravagant.
You always do this at Christmas time. All right, I give in. It's your money. I guess
Oh, boy. Okay, let's go to a movie, huh?
Will I like it?
Yeah, I think it's a good one. It has Spencer Tracy.
My Christmas present.
No, not me. I'm not telling
you. Is it something to wear?
Dear, I am not telling. Now, just stop asking, honey. You will find out.
Well, look,
Christmas
is it something that I have?
Christmas shopping is something a man should never mess around with. Tell your man to stay home tonight and listen to the swell lineup of shows broadcast over most ABC stations and keep him out of trouble. Start off with your evening with Thrills and Adventure following the trail of the famous Lone Ranger. Then in the course of the evening, hear such action-packed shows as The Baffling Fat Man Mystery, Murder Served the Exciting Dashiell Hammett Way, This Is Your FBI, with its authentic crime cases, the only official FBI network program, and don't forget the psychological mysteries taking place in the West of today on The Sheriff Show. For fun and suspense, be sure to hear Break the Bank, the biggest money-paying quiz show on radio. And for top-flight sports listening, don't miss Harry Wismer's Champion Roll Call, which is followed by Cavalcade of Sports, a blow-by-blow account of the week's most important fights. Yes, they're all on the air over most of these same ABC stations for your listening pleasure. So hear them all tonight. The Private Lives of Ethel and Albert come to you each weekday at this time. The show is written by Peg Lynch, who plays the part of Ethel. Albert is played by Alan Bunce. The program is produced by Bob Cotton. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.